In Fort Hood, Texas, a group of self-proclaimed witches hold a ceremony honoring a Christian chaplain who supports the rights of Wiccans to celebrate their religion. Mass suicides of members of bizarre religious cults has become all too common newspaper headlines. Cable television abounds with commercials for psychics who claim mystic powers. Why are so many Americans searching for spiritual guidance? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
As human beings, we experience life physically through our senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. We also possess intellect and consciousness, emotions and creativity. It is in this creative world of mind that we are capable of comprehending non-physical aspects of existence, or a spirit realm. Human beings struggle with an inner need for a spiritual aspect of life. That's why we search for the answers to, why are we here? Are we the only ones in the universe? Is there life after death? Can we communicate with the dead? Are there such things as ghosts? The desire to understand the spirit world, the paranormal, the supernatural, is why science fiction and television programs like The X-Files experience such phenomenal success. In exploring the spiritual aspects of life, some people turn to religion, with its cathedrals and monasteries, established schools of theology, rituals, and symbols. But many are turning away from mainstream Christianity to explore other means in their search for the answers to their spiritual needs. The popularity of astrology, consulting the dead, mystical Eastern religions, or a mixture of cultic ideas that make up the New Age movement show a growing trend in our society away from the God of the Bible as the source of spiritual knowledge. Each generation ends up by asking the same questions. Is there anyone to help us solve our problems and guide our lives? Is personal fate guided by the astral bodies? Who will cause the rain if there's a drought? What rituals will please the spirits to do our bidding? Ancient and modern religions contain mystical rituals that are said to bring the participants in contact with spirits, gods, saints, or demons. The general idea is that if a person can just please the spirits, he or she can receive power. Power to have a good growing season, destroy an enemy, cure an illness, or find true happiness. The Wicca phenomena is another trend indicative of the movement away from the Bible as the source of revealed spiritual knowledge. Websites and popular books are promoting the religion of witchcraft. In a San Antonio Express News report, Phyllis Carratt, an attorney in New York and Wiccan high priest, says that Wicca is an alternative, quote, to the three patriarchal Western religions. Wicca is a system of practices and techniques that are very accessible, are easily learned, providing astonishing results, and enable you to discover the goddess within and the divine that's present in the world all around us. Just how big is Wicca? According to the same Express News story, the book Wicca, A Guide for the Solitary Practitioner, has gone through 20 printings totaling 290,000 copies. A program on the Sci-Fi Channel actually features a man who claims to talk with the dead right in front of the audience. It is, of course, true that many events passed off as spirit contact are faked. Harry Houdini, the famous magician, spent 30 years investigating seances and people who claimed a channel for the spirits. He concluded that all spiritualism is fake. The Bible reveals that there is a spirit world, and Christians need to understand that while much occult spiritualism is fake, there are some aspects that are very real and originate in frightening evil. Once again, as we always do on Good News Radio, we turn to the Bible as the inspired Word of God to find the answers about life, and in this case, the spirit realm. Before God created the physical universe, He created spirit or non-physical beings called angels who possess intellect and self-will. In Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14, we have recorded how one of the most powerful of these created spirit beings rebelled against God and became the embodiment of evil. If you don't have a Bible, get one and follow along in Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning! how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mounts of the congregation, on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. It is this being, Lucifer, who became the enemy of God, known as Satan. According to Revelation 12, verse 4, a third of the angels followed Satan in his rebellion. These evil spirit entities are called demons. So according to the Bible, the spirit realm is inhabited by created angels, including fallen angels, called demons. In many ways in our postmodern society, Satan and demons have been relegated to myth. And yet there is a popular fascination with the possibility of powerful, unseen beings who are responsible for introducing evil to mankind. Hollywood has cashed in on the fascination with a torrent of films about Satan and demons. The movie The Exorcist, concerning a girl who is possessed by a demon, has seen a revival in recent times, decades after it first appeared on the big screen. The spiritual foundations of the United States have been affected by the occult more than many realize. It's common for people to form their own personal religions by taking a few doctrines from their Protestant or Catholic background, maybe reincarnation from the New Age movement, and adding a sprinkling of concepts from the episodes of X-Files. The result is a religion that is becoming totally subjective, a subjective experience with each person creating God and truth in his or her own image. Is it possible to talk to the dead? Is there any real danger in participating in channeling? Is Wicca just a harmless fad? This is an especially important topic for young people who live in a society that has thrown away many of its traditional biblically based values and is increasingly fascinated with searching for spiritual answers in the occult. We'll be back to discuss these important questions, but first, we want to tell you about a free bi-monthly magazine that tackles subjects like the one we're talking about here today. So we'll be right back.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. What happens after death? This is one of the great questions of life. What happens when we die? Is death the end of human existence and consciousness? Or do we continue in some other place or state of being? Do we go to a place of everlasting reward or eternal punishment? Will we ever see our deceased loved ones again? Is there somewhere you can go to find these answers? Yes, there is. Call right now, 1-800-966-9232, for our free booklet titled, What Happens After Death? Find out the astonishing, true biblical teaching about life after death in our enlightening 64-page booklet. There is no cost or obligation. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your copy. All material on this program is provided as a public service by the United Church of God, publishers of the Good News magazine.
In this segment, we'll be discussing the spirit world on a telephone hookup with Randy Stiver, a pastor in the United Church of God in Eugene, Oregon. Hello, Randy. It's good to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Gary. It's good to be on Good News Radio.
We've been talking about the spirit realm, so let's begin with a question many people are interested in. From a biblical viewpoint, are there such things as ghosts?
Well, that's a popular misconception, but there is no such thing as ghosts, Gary. And the Bible's very clear on that. Generally, when people are talking about a ghost, they're thinking of the soul of a dead person, as in a disembodied spirit, the immortal soul of a dead person. Now, the King James Version of the Bible translated the word ghost, and they used it not for the immortal soul of the dead person, but simply for a person's life or vitality. For example, in Genesis 49:33, talking about the great patriarch Jacob, it said, "And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost." and was gathered to his people. Now, modern translations use a phrase there simply, he breathed his last. You know, he expired, he died, in other words. In other instances where the word ghost is used, it is normally translated the word spirit in modern translations. And unfortunately, most of Christianity mistakenly thinks that's the immortal soul. But what God is actually saying, Gary, is that a man is a mortal being and has no immortal soul that can become disembodied at death and wander around confusing and frightening and tormenting people. For example, 1 Corinthians 15:53 makes this very clear. It says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality," talking about the resurrection, that humans do not receive immortality until they receive the resurrection to eternal life. So in short, hauntings by ghosts are not done by the wandering spirits of dead people. In fact, the truth, we'll find, is scarier than the fiction.
Well, you know, it is the common belief that a person dies and their soul goes to heaven or hell, or there's different beliefs. What does the Bible really teach happens to someone when they do die?
Well, Gary, when a human dies, as the old saying goes, he dies like his dog Rover. He dies all over. Notice these scriptures. The Psalms speaks of the mortality of humanity. It says, his, meaning man's, his spirit departs, he returns to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. Well, now, normally the conception is his spirit departs, that means his immortal soul went to heaven, but that immortal soul, according to Christian theology and many other religions too, carries on a conscious thinking existence. But this very clearly says that when a person dies, in that day his thoughts end. Solomon was inspired to write about that in Ecclesiastes as well. It says, "For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten, and their love, their hatred, and their envy," which are thoughts, by the way, "have now perished. Nevermore will they share anything done under the sun." So the dead know nothing. There is no coming back to haunt other people. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, a few verses later, says this, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you were going." And when we die all over, and we don't think, we don't exist after we die. We sleep in the grave. And in fact, that's what Jesus describes it as, that we sleep until we are resurrected by Christ. As far as the soul, though, you know, there is no consciousness after death, no immortal soul that even exists to communicate with relatives or anyone. In Ezekiel 18, Gary, is one of the clearest chapters on this particular point, actually in two verses in Ezekiel 18, verse 4 and verse 20, where it says simply, "The soul who sins shall die." Well, if the soul dies, then it's not immortal. Humans are mortal. We are in need of immortality given by God, but we don't have immortal souls that can be ghosts and be haunting or communicating with dead relatives or alive relatives or friends.
Okay, well, if the dead aren't conscious, then, you know, we see channeling. There's even a sci-fi program where a person claims to channel for the dead. What is actually happening here?
Well, most of channeling, which is where a person claims to be able to communicate with the spirit of the dead person, as it were, most of channeling is pure fakery. The vast majority of it is pure fakery, as I think you pointed out earlier, where the supposed channeler essentially is just making up stuff that the client wants to hear. You're not channeling at all. The rest of channeling, where there is some spirit involvement, is not communication with or the viewing of the dead person's immortal soul, because that doesn't exist, as we've already read. The truth, as I have said, is more sinister and dangerous than the fiction. Satan, the devil, is a real being, not popularly thought of today, but as you pointed out earlier, a very real being. He was a holy angel who sinned. He became a fallen angel, which we call the demon. And I think that you even cited Revelation 12 and verse 4 earlier in the program that speaks of Satan as a great dragon. His tail drew a third part of the stars, which is a symbol for the angels in that part of the Bible, and threw them to earth. Now, these lesser fallen angels are called the demons. And in Revelation 12, 9, which gives an insight into the nature of the devil and the demons, it says, "So that great dragon was cast out," that is out of heaven, "that serpent of old," referring to the Garden of Eden, "called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth. and his angels were cast out with him. So the angels, the fallen angels, the demons, and Satan, their leader, are deceivers. And so they're going to do things to cause deception.
Well, does the Bible have anything directly to say about channeling?
Well, it does. Channeling, of course, in the popular term that could be used in the past has been medium, spiritist, someone who supposedly, as this lady did, communicated with the spirits of dead people. But the Bible has a lot to say, therefore, about channeling, about seances, about spiritists and mediums, and all the related divination deceptions like astrology and hydromancy. God forbids all of these, and he labels them essentially as under the catch-all phrase of sorcery. For example, in Deuteronomy 18, in the Old Testament, it very clearly states God's attitude and teaching. It says, "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, that is, be burned as a sacrifice to an idol, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all these things are an abomination to the Lord." So God's very clear, these are wrong things to do. They cause confusion. They mask the division of what the true God is and what he is doing and what the purpose for mankind is. They're all a part of the deceptive work of Satan himself.
Ouija boards, fantasy role-playing games, and watching occult movies. Harmless fun? We'll talk more about it in the next segment, right after this.
Why does modern Christianity teach that you have an immortal soul that has eternally existed when Jesus taught the opposite, that you don't have an eternal soul and can be dead forever? Find out the astonishing true teachings about life after death in our free 64-page booklet, What Happens After Death? Call 1-800-966-9232. Most of Christianity says you will go to either heaven or hell, while Jesus never said any such thing. Call now, 1-800-966-9232, for your free booklet, What Happens After Death? See the hundreds of scriptures never quoted by most religions today. They reveal a picture unlike what most have come to believe about life after death. There is no cost or obligation. Call right now for your free copy of What Happens After Death, 1-800-966-9232.
We're back with Pastor Randy Stiber, pastor in the United Church of God. Randy, I know many people worry, many parents specifically, about their children being involved in various activities like Ouija boards, fantasy role-playing games, watching horror films. Is there any real danger for young people in these kinds of activities?
Well, frankly, Gary, yes, there is. You know, there's an old saying that says, if you dance with the devil, there'll be the devil to pay. Or at the very least, he's going to step on your toes. There is a serious danger in toying with the demonic realm, especially for young people, but for older people as well. And what seems to be harmless fun is actually sampling the edge of the occult, which ultimately leads to Satan worship and leads one completely away from what is right and good and what is, in fact, God. When the Ouija board answers a question that the players are not making it answer, for instance, then what kind of power do you think is moving that sliding piece? It is being moved by a power. And there is a power that does that. God's holy angels do not cause confusion because God is not the author of confusion. The demonic angels, the fallen angels, which we call demons, do cause confusion. Fantasy role-playing games, let's take that, that feature these dark demonic characters and themes, they function by getting a person to open his mind to evil spirit forces. And similarly, people who watch horror movies are often seeking or toying with the ideas of the occult, and you know what? They often find it. The power of that media on young minds is especially concerning. And I think it's important for parents to understand clearly, because we're in a foggy age of what's right and what's wrong. God's not foggy, and neither is God's Word. God's way is a way of sound-mindedness. For example, Paul was inspired to write to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fantasy role-playing with demonic themes is not sound-mindedness.
Well, what kind of practical advice would you give parents in guiding their children in this area?
Well, some really practical advice, Gary. First of all, grab the remote control firmly in your right hand and turn off the TV and the VCR. Then take the kids outside to play some healthy games. There are also plenty of worthwhile entertainments and imaginative board games that develop the intellect for children. Find some of those and send the Ouija board and the demonic fantasy games to the landfill where they belong. It's important for parents to know that we are in a spiritual battle, and a spiritual battle is being fought for the control of their children's minds. Ephesians 6 makes this clear. The Apostle Paul pointed out, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly or the high places. It is a spiritual battle against the demonic world, the spirit world that we're talking about. For young children, many psychologists are now saying that watching more than a half hour to an hour of video, that would be TV or computer video, per day, can actually cause actual physical brain damage. It doesn't allow the imagination to develop along healthy lines. And these are the same experts, by the way, these media experts, that have clearly cataloged the direct connection between video violence and young viewer violence. And some of that violence is of a demonic nature. So in a real sense, we become what we watch and we become what we play. One final scripture comes to mind that I think would be a keystone for parents, Gary. And that's from Romans 12, and it says this, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So I think parents need to find good things for their children to do that replace the games and films of the dark and evil edge of the demonic spirit world.
You know, Randy, I really appreciate you calling us and being with us today from Oregon, and I hope you'll be on the program again sometime.
Look forward to it, Gary. Thanks.
Human beings are spiritually incomplete. It is this spiritual void that motivates us to find meaning in the mysteries of the supernatural. The real answer to the mystery is that our spiritual longing can only be filled through a relationship with the Creator God of the Bible as our Father. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to take the penalty for our sins upon Himself and to make spiritual healing possible. God wants to interact with you on a spiritual level by having a relationship with you. This relationship with God is developed through prayer, the study of His Word, and through faithful obedience, not through penance, idols, or superstitious ritual. Satan and the demons are real. They want to pervert people's relationship with their Creator by deceiving them into believing that the spirit world is a mystical realm that can be manipulated by human beings. God's real purpose for mankind is for us to become His children in His kingdom. When human beings begin to enter into a right relationship with God, they begin to experience love, peace, joy, long-suffering, goodness, mercy, faith. A real relationship with our Creator creates changes in our lives so that we become obedient to Him in practical everyday living. We learn to love neighbor in actions. We learn to experience healthy thoughts and emotions. Satan wants mankind to be superstitious, ritualistic, mystical. Here's the hard facts. Satan has deceived the majority of people on the earth into false religious worship that promotes fake gods and goddesses, religious emotions without true worship that perverts the knowledge of the one true God. This is why something as seemingly harmless as astrology can be damaging to a person's spiritual and emotional development. Astrology's basic premise is that a person's characteristics and life course are determined by the influence of heavenly bodies. It is apparent how Satan uses this belief to cause people to turn from God as the one we should go to for guidance. It also removes from us the responsibility to take control of our own lives. If you want to really know what the Bible says happens to us after we die, call for the literature offered on today's program, What Happens After Death. This is important information taken from the pages of the Bible, God's instruction book for humanity. And this can help you understand what the great Creator has in store for you and your loved ones. We'll have the toll-free number up for you in just a minute. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have. The choice is up to you. If you have any comments or suggestions about the Good News Radio, email us at gnradio@ucg.org. And join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
What happens after death? This is one of the great questions of life. What happens when we die? Is death the end of human existence and consciousness? Or do we continue in some other place or state of being? Do we go to a place of everlasting reward or eternal punishment? Will we ever see our deceased loved ones again? Is there somewhere you can go to find these answers? Yes, there is. Call right now, 1-800-966-9232, for our free booklet titled, What Happens After Death? Find out the astonishing true biblical teaching about life after death in our enlightening 64-page booklet. There is no cost or obligation. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your copy. All material on this program is provided as a public service by the United Church of God, publishers of the Good News magazine. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.